Blog Talk Radio.
I got the diva. You're an artist. Business, artist about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line Friday.
It's front line Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
You already know who it is. J Real the Realist here with my boy J Biggs, aka Space Age J, on Phenomenal Radio. Let's go.
You're now tuned in to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We're about to jump into some new music by me, Juma Black. Squad up.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition, I'm the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I'm the competition. Oh yeah.
Riding round town behind limousines. Smell me from a block away. Staying fresh and staying clean, my only option. If you ain't talking paper, what you talking? And little mama with me, yeah, she bad, huh? And once we pass, wishing that you had, huh? Seen that ass that you almost had to grab, huh? What you really wanna do is go and smash, huh? What I really wanna say to all these haters that's been hating it, I've used it as fuel and motivation. I'm popping up for interviews at these radio stations. Your boys stay cool, calm, poised, and patient. No, I never got distracted by the noise they making. I've only enjoyed the roller coaster ride I'm taking. And look, I ain't even inked up. Get your boy making noise with a clean cup. And
oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition, I'm the competition. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm the
it don't surprise me that these milli vanillies don't really feel me, cause the flow is too filthy and real, recognize real. No sleep, straight grind, addicted to making currency, trying to make tenfold of what I'm making currently. Walk around smelling like a pound of that good kush, and every night I could drown in some good kush. See, I don't need a squad, I ride solo. Why I ain't gotta speak? I got mojo. I'm a cocky little bastard. Catch me at the bar getting plaster. Put in the parking lot, popping at a hot bra. But if she ain't doing school, then she better have a job. Product of my environment, I suppose. What I'm smoking on God, I'm thinking my eyes are closed. And look, I ain't even inked up. Get your boy making noise with a clean cut.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah.
competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition, I'm the competition. Oh yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent business music. It's a phenomenal radio thing, man. Make sure you check us out at www.c9radio.com. Again, that's www.c9radio.com. And look at all the tools and all the magazines and all the promotion and all the outlets that we have put out there available for free for independent artists to take advantage of. Make sure you check us out at www.c9radio.com. We got a hot show for y'all tonight right here on Frontline Fridays. We're going to have Lil Noah, a.k.a. C-Thugger, live in the building tonight. C-Thugger is rapping Alabama. So big shout out to Alabama. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live from Alabama right now, all over the world. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Now, C-Thugger got this hot track called I Hate On You. And the way I was introduced to C-Thugger was through Shaka Brinson, and that's one of his managers. So he reached out to me and said, yo, check this artist out here. Check this music out. So he got this hot track called Hate On Me. And it's like circulating everywhere. It's getting so much buzz, and that's what's up. And big shout out to DJ Slim. DJ Slim was just rotating, had that track playing at the Luke's Bar. I think it was like Thursday or the 22nd or something like that, but it was over there jumping. So we're gonna have him live in the building, interview him, and get all up in his Kool-Aid and showcase his music. This hot track that you hear behind me is instrumental right now. It's called Bars. That's by DJ Genius. So make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at DJ Genius, at DJ Genius, and make sure you check him out. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling this track. We're gonna get back into some music. And when we come back, we're going to bring our special guest live in the building, C-Thugger. Follow him on Twitter, at C-Thugger. Hit him up on Facebook, at C-Thugger. And Instagram, at C-Thugger. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays. It's phenomenal, baby.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Sunday morning, you like Sunday morning, you like Sunday.
know that it's much more in store for me. Even though I never sleep, I still chase my dreams. And will continue till I cease to breathe. Just flowing as free as a summer breeze.
That Young Black and Gold right there by Slate Stone. Y'all make sure y'all follow Slate Stone on Twitter at Slate Stone Music. That's at Slate Stone Music. Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter if you want to be showcased, interviewed, or promoted at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B, or you can contact me directly by calling me at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Now, you know when the queen come out, it's always the king somewhere near. So, you know what? Let me go ahead and bring a kink in the building right now. We got Ben Frank up in this thing, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Let me open this mic and get him up in here. Ben, you hear me, baby?
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Peace, King. What's going on, man?
How's it, sis? Oh, no.
You already know, man. I'm missing home. I'm missing the East Coast. So we're turning up over here, over on the West Coast. We broadcasting this thing live out of Seattle, Washington. Tell me what's going on. Y'all doing big things. Let everybody know what y'all got going on. All my listeners. Shout out to all my listeners, too. All
right. Y'all already know. Check out the brand, All Money's Legal. God, yours truly, Ben Frank. We got the new mixtape coming out, As Above, So Below. Coming in June on the Equinox. You know how the God builds. A lot of hot new music. A lot of jewels dropping, you know. You already know.
Man. You stay on the grind. I'm trying to keep up with y'all. Big shout out to the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, too. Tell all my listeners where to go to check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's always some good information on there. You know, I often check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange to stay updated on the things that's going on, to educate me personally, educate me professionally. So thank you guys for that.
Definitely, of course, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Everybody log on www.hhse.biz. All about financial education through hip hop, and that's what we do. We enlighten people about how credit works, how banks work, how to invest money, real estate, stocks, bonds, all that good stuff. That's what we do, man. Every level, that's what we hit them on, you know?
Yeah, you definitely hit them on every level, man. Hey, Ben Frank, you got any shout outs you want to give before I bring my special guest live in the building?
Of course, my homie Devin Mill, All Money Legal. Man, Lord Nez, everybody out here in NYC doing their thing. All the indie artists that's doing their thing. Of course, everybody tuning in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio on Blog Talk every Wednesday, 7 p.m. 8:30 Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know what I mean? We out here.
You already know, Friday.
Get it, baby.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest independent music. We're going to have C-Thugger up in this thing, rapping Alabama, man. And y'all make sure y'all check us out on Phenomenal Radio, www.c9radio.com. Again, that's www.c9radio.com. Let's go to the phone lines and get some love, man. We got that 334-221 up in this thing. Holla at a squad up.
What it do, what it do.
See Thugger up in this thing. You already know. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Man, See Thugger, welcome to the front line, man. Holla at us, King. Peace.
What's up? What's good?
Man, you got this hot track called Hate On You, and it's been getting crazy rotation. And you moving and doing shows and turn it up. Big shout out to DJ Slim from the 334. He was just playing his hot track Hate On Me at Lux Bar. So, man, for those who don't know who you are, introduce yourself to the front line, to Diva Spot. Let them know how you got started in this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I started way back, like in 1998. You know, I came out with a young rap group called The Long Boys. It consists of me, King South, and King James. You know, we had a couple of problems with our old management. We all split it up and started doing our own thing. And, you know, I'm just back at it in the studio working on my solo project right now, trying to get everything up and popping even more.
Well, that's what's up. How long have you been doing music?
Been doing music a long time, like 15 years or probably even longer.
That's what's up. Do you produce any music? Do you produce any of your tracks on your album?
Yes, I've been producing since I started. You know, I actually started like around the same time because I didn't have no one to get beats from, so I had to learn how to do my own tracks.
Mm-hmm.
On my new upcoming project, Go To Music Reloaded, I'm going to have some of my tracks on there.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. And that puts you in a position to get paid twice when you register your music. You can register as the artist, you can register as the performer, the writer, and the producer. So I think that's an upgrade right there.
Exactly.
Indie artists need to know that, you know, and how important it is and what positions that you play on your own record and how much of your own record that you own. And I think that's a couple of times we get artists that miss out on that, and they just let their manager register it, and they don't have anything to do with the registration. So, you know, what's one of the tips that you would give to an independent artist when going in the studio and recording their music, and so they can be able to have control or some control of their music, especially when you sign to a label or you have a manager?
I mean, when you get in the business, you need to make sure that you know the business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can get on the internet and research. Just don't jump into anything, because that's one of the mistakes we made as growing up in the game, man. Some of our older music is over the old management. They control all of that, so we lost that music. And if anything, you know, was to pop off, they still would be getting paid off our old music. So if you're an independent artist trying to come up in the game, make sure you know the business before you get into it, and to keep grinding, keep working, and just do what you do.
That's what's up. I would actually recommend for you guys to get this book called Everything You Need to Know About the Industry, and also get Diddy's book too.
That's another good book. Yeah. Take time out to invest into reading, y'all. I mean, it will take you so much far as owning your royalties and your publishing. Your publishing is very important, too, because that's long money. You're going to eat off of that later. But we're going to talk about that on another show. We can be educating y'all all day. Now, like you said, you were in a group, but now you're solo. So you went from Little Noah to C Thugger. What was that transition all about? You know, tell me how that happened.
Well, you know, I always been C Thugger, even back then when I was with my old group. But most of the, you know what I'm saying, the people, some of my fans who knew me used to call me Lil Noah. So I just, you know, just still stick with C Thugger because that been my original rap name from the beginning. Everybody just still stuck on Lil Noah. And a lot of people still to this day tell me I need to go with Lil Noah. So I'm still pushing the name Lil Noah as well because it's more original than C Thugger. But, you know, C Thugger comes from my big brother. I lost him back in 2005, and, you know, like that name there come from him, and I just still represent the name C Thugger just for the legacy of my brother.
That's what's up. Rest in heaven to your brother, man, and I know he's smiling down on you and seeing you doing things now, pushing your music out there, getting interviews on global stations, performing, so that's what's up, and I know he's smiling down on you because you're definitely pushing and doing your thing, so big shout out to him, man. I was listening to the music and you was talking about your thriller house. I gotta ask you.
Yeah, my thriller house.
tell us what a thriller house is.
You know, a thriller house is a spot, you know what I'm saying, you grind, you make your money at, you know, most rappers these days hollering the trap, and I just wanted to come with my own original style and my own original slang, and I call my trap the thriller house.
Okay, cool.
And it come from part of an organization that we got called Big Skrilla Boys. And our lingo, mostly everything is Skrilla, so it's just Skrilla House.
Tell us about the organization. What is the organization about, and what is its mission?
Big Skrilla Boys is a group of like a lot of different type of artists, rappers and singers, and, you know, the female R&B artists, and you got your male R&B artists, and us just out here working, doing our own thing, but we still is BSB. And once, you know what I'm saying, we get the big deal, the labor deal or whatever, the BSB will come together and let the world hear all of us. So all of us just out there right now pushing for the same goal.
Well, that's what's up. One more question before we get into your hot track, Hate On You. We've been with, like you said, with your team, and we all going to come together. How do you keep your team motivated to stay focused and stay on the grind? Because, you know, you get people who come in and some, you know, some drop off, some come back. You got to keep your team motivated. And to be a CEO of the boss of it takes a lot of energy. So how do you keep your team motivated by sticking together, working together, and pushing for the same cause?
Well, you know, me and my team, we understand loyalty, and we all respect each other. And we've been together since we grew up together as friends at a very young age and went to school together. So, you know, so we basically just got our team all the way put together, and we all understand, you know what I'm saying, it's going to probably take one of us to just push off and get that buzz and come back, you know what I'm saying, we all trust each other. So, no, so we just keep 100 with each other and say keep working, keep grinding.
That's what's up, loyalty, trust, and communication. Go ahead and introduce this hot track right here on the front line called Hate On You.
Here's my new single, Hate On You. Y'all check that out.
One of your friends, I just hate on you, I just hate on you. Let the fuck speak, let the prey on you. I can look into your eyes, see the hate on you. Let the kids you grab, cause you got snakes on you. Niggas just wanna take your place. If they had a chance, they would take out you. Niggas act like they got love for you. Don't trust everybody, cause they say they do. That's that shit that them haters do. They'll for you till you fall out. They come between your real friends. Start shit till you fall out. They stay broke but wanna ball out. If you get into it, they gon' bail on you. Don't trust these niggas with no word. If they get caught, they gon' tell on you. They wish they'll send jail on you. Wanna see you locked in a pen. Sometimes they been locked up just to see who your real friend. Do it, bitch, you made a nigga. Real talk, you deserve that. You look out for them crumb niggas and wanna know why they still mad. They hate on you.
Don't matter what you try to do, they still gon' hate on you. They don't wanna see you do good, so they hate on you. They just wanna take your place, so they hate on you.
They hate on you.
They hate on you. I'm from a hateful land, city where
they hate on you.
They don't wanna see you do good,
so they hate on you.
Don't be surprised if one of your friends
out there hate on you. Out there hate on you. All the niggas, they feeling you. You riding around with your homegirls. You don't even know what envy you. She just want what you got. Telling people that y'all sus. Talking about you and him look good together. Gon' double back and try to fuck the nigga. She hate on you. Down talk. Anything to make you look bad. Then turn around all in your face. Smiling at you like she ain't mad. Hoes like that be real sad. Jealousy make her hate on you. Stay crumbed out with no cash. Post it up with that hater crew. You're a boss bitch, making major moves. Doing good, you got a good man. Sometimes it takes being successful just to see who your real friend. Do it, bitch, you made a girl. Real talk, you deserve that. You look out for them crumb hoes and wanna know why they still mad. They hate on you.
Don't matter what you try to do, they still gon' hate on you. They don't wanna see you do good, so they hate on you. They just wanna take your place, so they hate on you.
They hate on you.
They hate on you.
I'm
from a hateful land, city where
they hate on you.
They don't wanna see you do good,
so they hate on you.
Don't be surprised if one of your friends
out there hate on you. Out there hate on you.
Registration is free at soundexchange.com. The Power Players List. This is a list of power players that you keep an eye out for and build with. These players have some form of movement, product, or solid brand with or behind them. The time to network and build with these players is now. The Extra Voice. Indie artists need all the promotion they can get. The Extra Voice is a list of blog talk, shoutcast, and radio streaming stations that help get indie artists heard.
Media Rats. The Media Rack is our online magazine and website rack. Through these websites and magazines, indie artists can find exposure for their brand and their music. Phenom Digital Tour. The Phenom Digital Tour Innovation productively distributes and expands online presence for musicians, brands, and social networks to an interactive following. This innovation is not only powered by power players on the Power Players List, but it's also powered by influential brands. The Underground Railroad, The Path to Independence. This is an indie artist roadmap to legally licensed and monitored radio stations online that play indie music. Artists that are registered with Sound Exchange via soundexchange.com get paid when they get played via these online radio stations.
And make sure to stay up to date with everything we do, music, videos, and everything we talked about here through our website at phenomradio.com.
We are what radio should be. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us.
Phenomenal Radio.
Fridays.
front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
Ebony.
Front line. Friday,
I got the diva.
Ebony.
Friday, I got the diva. Ebony. I got the diva. Ebony. Friday, I got the diva.
Friday,
if you're an artist, business. Artists about to show business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
We back in this thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. We just played a hot track for you by C Thugger. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at C Thugger and friend him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/C Thugger. Also, make sure y'all hit him up on Instagram as well, at C Thugger. That was definitely a hot track. Hate on you. And you told the truth. I mean, you told the truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth in that song right there. They don't want to see you do good. Now, what part of Alabama are you in right now?
In Montgomery.
Montgomery. About, I want to say 10 or 15 years ago, I used to live in Alabama. I lived in Opelika, Alabama. Are you familiar with that place?
Yeah, I've been there before.
Opelika, yes. We stayed there for about 2 years, and then we packed up and hardtailed up out of there. Thank you, Ma, for getting me up out of Opelika. That was no place for, I'm going to say it, a young black sister like myself, nor my young black brother. It was not good over there, but big shout out to Alabama because they do got some really nice and good places over there, man. Now, as we played this track and talked about people hating on you, my question to you, C-Thug, is how can we build better communities to have more successful brothers and sisters so we won't be hating on each other? What do you think that we can do?
I think we all just need to come together and work together. You know what I'm saying? Because people so separated these days and so branched off on their own side
Do you think the music has an influence? The music over there with some artists, female, it doesn't matter, female lyricists, rap artists, do you think some of the music over there has a part in playing with the separation of the communities?
Well, not really. Not majority of the music that's out right now, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that.
What are the artists talking about over there? In the South, like if you hear artist music that you hear out there and what's on the radio, what are they promoting? What are they talking about?
Mainly the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Each artist talking about the same thing really right now is just about the swag music, the cars, the clothes, the females, you know what I'm saying? It's not nothing really different. I haven't heard too much of a big difference in the music lately for us and coming out the South. So that's part of what I'm trying to do, bring something new
to the game, some new flavor, you know what I'm saying? Spitting his real music, his real life stuff was going on.
Mm-hmm. You got a song called For Real, and I actually took a chance to watch the video, because I always like to watch, I like to listen to the music first before I watch the video, because I feel like if you watch a video of an artist before you listen to the music, you're going to miss the message in the music, because you're kind of going to be distracted on the images that you're seeing.
Yeah.
So, I know it's real out there, but I just don't think that the video matches the song. I think that the video didn't do the song any justice. The song is great. And I'm not taking from the quality of the video. I'm just looking at the images. Like, if you listen to the song, you'll get a whole different, for me, I got a whole different feel. I got a whole different look at things. And when I seen the video, it took me back to where I was in Jersey. It took me back to crime and poverty and violence and gangs and guns. Everybody in the video had a gun.
Yeah. That's exactly how it is. You know, that's exactly how it is down here. Most everybody got a gun. And, you know what I'm saying? You're right about that, though. The video really don't really match the song. You know, it was a rush video, and it was dead, like, in 2 days. So it wasn't really well put together like I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. I think that song deserves a quality video, because what you trying to say, and for real, like, it's real over here. People is dying. You know, people getting killed every day. I look on my Twitter line. Somebody dying every day. And y'all know how Twitter is, and how the news feed just moves so fast. And just think about the reality behind that.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of trying to say on the song, you know.
Yeah.
Like when one of my verses, every time I get on Facebook and check my news feed, another RIP status.
See? And the news feed move every minute to every second. And yeah, I mean, I really like that song, and I'm looking forward to another video that's going to fit in the message, so the youngsters, because you know, young people are very impressionable, and now older people are too. But a lot of it's common sense, but sense ain't common. And unfortunately, the media is using ways to try to tear down our music. And shout out to Juma Black over there in Portland. And I hit him up. He hit me up earlier today. He's an artist over there in Portland. And I'm going to try to link you guys up, T-Thug, and see if y'all can make something happen. But
okay,
he's super supportive of the artists over there doing events. He was having an album release party. And you know, the police department and the sheriff's department, they're going around and intimidating the bars over there who's playing hip-hop music, saying that they overcapacitated. So he's going to have his party, but they can't do a live performance. He can only do a listening party. So they're looking at what they see on TV and thinking that our music is violent. Somebody going to get shot at, it's going to break out. And it's not necessarily that, but it's hard in some places for hip-hop music, rap artists, urban artists to get quality venues without getting shut down 2 hours after the performance.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It is crazy. The police department will try to blackball you, you know, and in some areas they don't want hip-hop. And they will make sure of it. You can book a city, like 15, 16 shows, and they'll show up and do everything they can to shut it down, because they know it's like fire. It's like, it'll take off. It's like a match in the drop floor. It's everything. As soon as you hear our music, you light up. So they afraid of that. Have you ever experienced anything like that as far as performing at shows where, you know, not just people hating on you, but like police departments and, you know, the bar or the establishment acting funny because of your music?
Yeah, actually, like the fire department will come and you know what I'm saying, they'll shut the club down, make everybody come out. And like whenever a successful event be going on, they, you know, so most of the time they do that down here. And I'm pretty sure it'd be because of them really just hating, you know what I'm saying, on the hip hop community.
You right about that, but you can't stop hip hop, baby.
Not at all.
And speaking to you, yeah, you can't stop hip hop. And y'all make sure y'all turn out with me and Hey Day Productions at the Realionaires Beat Battle. This is the Beat Battle 2. We got 12 producers that's going. They challenging back and forth. Y'all gonna hear some crazy beats. It's going to be crazy artists out here. The first beat battle was packed. The second beat battle was going to be bananas. And it's going to be at the Jazz Bone out here in Tacoma, Washington. That's 2803 Tacoma Avenue in Tacoma, Washington. Again, that's 2803 in Tacoma, Washington at Jazz Bones. And we're going to have the Billionaire Beat Battle out there. We got a $1,000 prize. Also, Diva Spot Radio has sponsored the event with interviews and showcase and promotion, 30 days of promotion. And there will be gift cards in a raffle going on. So we got $200-$300 tickets. And then we got another $200 ticket for the raffle. So you got to be there to win it. You got to come out and you got to be there to win it. Let's get into this hot music, For Real Man, by T Thugger. And again, I love this song. I love everything that you talk about in it. And I'm glad that you're trying to give a message and give it in your own way. It's your girl Diva Ebony Bean. Let's get into this hot track, For Real, by T Thugger. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at T Thugger. That's at T Thugger. Let's go.
I need more though, trying to stay away from these photos. Yeah, they get the picture, no photo. Never been too crazy about polo. I rock blue leaves with that blue tee, with that blue flag and that fool. My pocket sitting on jumbo. My thriller house and my condo. They pulling up in my drive-thru and they want the number two combo. Come with the green team like Mundo. I make it right with them hundos. I'm like running back when I'm running past. I win 100, no fumble. I got killer eggs in my Congo. Savages in my jungle. Strapped up like Nacho. Bitch, I'm shooting on front.
With the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jasmine at Just Cutting Up. You are now tuned in live with Diva Ebony B on Phenomenal Radio. Come check me out at 5510 Orchard Street West in University Place to get your head whipped.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawan in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is rolling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us, man. Make sure you check us out at www.c9radio.com. Again, that's www.c9radio.com. We put the power of the industry in the independent hands. That's what we all about, man. I got C-Thug up in this place. We just played that hot track for real. I'm loving that. It's a whole bunch of energy on that. Did you produce that beat, or who produced that beat, C-Thug?
No, my homie Beat Chum produced that one.
That's real good. And I'm glad y'all let it play for a couple more seconds at the end of the song. That's hot.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about your mixtape before we go to the front lines. We got people tuning in, listening. Everybody that's tuning in live, big shout out to everybody that's tuning over there in Lubbock, Texas. Everybody's tuning in from Jersey. Jersey on the check-in. Let's see who else on the check-in. Tacoma is on the check-in. Big shout out to Tacoma. Big shout out to Detroit on the check-in. I see you, baby. We about to get to the call lines in a minute. But let's talk about your mixtape that you got out right now.
Yeah, I got the gutter music out right now on livemixtape.com. Getfilth.com. So I got a lot of the mixtape on YouTube. They want you go on that. The first few of them, or a little more. But this is really a hot mixtape.
Yes.
I'm saying it's a really hot mixtape out there. I'm pretty sure y'all would love it if you just go and listen to it. And I would really appreciate it.
How many tracks is Gunna Music?
I got 20 on now.
That's what's up. Alright. And also make sure you can get it on livemixtape.com. Again, that's www.livemixtape.com. It got 7,000 views on this mixtape. Matter of fact, almost 8,000. Good job. That's what's up.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to the front lines and get some love. Well, we got 646-673, you're now live on the front line with Diva Ebony B. I got my special guest, C-Thug, up in this thing. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Harlem, Sean Felder, SX Energy Drink. What's up, Ebony?
Oh, what's going on, King Peace, man?
All right.
New York, baby.
Yeah, we got New York on the check-in, man. We got C-Thug up in here. Say what's up to my guest.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? I see you doing your thing, your mixtape. What's up, bro?
What's up, homie? What it do, man?
Yeah, where you from, man?
From Montgomery, Alabama.
All right, man. Keep doing what you do, man. You know, I used to live in the South, ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, man. I got a lot of respect for the Southern artists, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I do things with SX Energy Drink. Ebony B tell you about it. Shout out to Ebony B. She supported SX Energy Drink at the grind. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, man.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Hey, Abby, I just want to give a quick shout-out. Your artists need to hear. You know I'm going to be an SX sponsor April 27th with Non-Stop Entertainment Media Group. It's going to be April 27th. Going to be sponsoring SX Energy Drink. It's going to be crazy, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. How can we get C-Thug's music out there to you?
Yeah. Y'all can contact me, Sean Felder, SX Promotions. If you want to call to order SX Energy Drinks, call me at 646-673-1997. Also, Ebony, I want to give a shout-out to one of my models, Miss Chocolate. She's being nominated for 4 Blocks a Month. Check her out on Facebook, Sharnae Miss Chocolate Hawkins. She's wearing the SX gear, wearing the Miami Heat hat. She's looking cute and sexy. She's got her own YouTube video called Miss Chocolate S6 Energy Drink. Check that out. So I'm trying to show some love and support, you know?
I most definitely. Tell her, holla at Diva Spot ENT and we'll turn up for global network, global promotion. You know how we do.
Yeah, I definitely will, Ebony. Your shirt's coming tuned, baby, because you've always been supporting S6 Energy Drink. Also want to give a quick shout-out to Village Voice Newspaper. Ebony, they're going to advertise S6 Energy Drink for 2 weeks. They got the ad out already. And guys want to check that out, go to Village Voice. I think it's on page 13, and the ad says, Amp Up Your Lifestyle, S6 Energy Drink. Has me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Shout-out to the Village Voice Newspaper, you know?
Well, shout-out to them. Make sure you go to livemixtapes.com and check out C Thugger Music and get that download that mixtape too. Go to me.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check him out,
right,
man.
Now.
I can always got respect
for
Thugger Music,
right now.
So I got you, homie.
www.livemixtapes.com. Yeah, most definitely. And make
keep
sure
on your grind,
you
man.
Yep. Make sure you download that mixtape. Big shout out to Sean Felder from XX Energy Drink. Matter of fact, Amp Up Your Life. Make sure y'all check him out. I appreciate you calling in. She's like, I got another question. Explain gutter music to us. For those who don't know, what is gutter music? Or what
gutter
do you
music.
Define gutter music as?
Gutter music is just street music, real life street music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Coming straight from the hood. You know what I'm saying? That's what we call the hood. Some people might call it the project or the coat or whatever, but we call it the, you know what I'm saying, the hood. And everything coming from my hood is gutter.
Okay. What up-and-coming performances do you have coming up?
I'm supposed to be doing something at the Club Mansion, like probably like the second weekend of April. And I think that same weekend I'm going to be at Deluxe Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And this upcoming Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Boomerang showcasing my new single.
And that's what's up. What is one of your favorite places to perform at? What is one place that you performed at that you would never forget?
Coming out of my whole career, doing my career.
Yeah,
time.
Out of your whole career, yeah.
Well, one place, I say in Columbia, Georgia. I was doing a show like 15,000 people, and that was one of our best shows. We really turned up. The fans really loved our music, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just really probably had one of my favorite ones on the best song, Lummy Jordan.
Oh, wow. That's good. Big shout out to DJ Speechless as well. You thinking about moving to Columbia, Georgia, or you gonna stay in your hometown? Are you thinking about relocating with your music, or are you just going to, Alabama's your hometown, like Montgomery is where you want to be at?
Well, you know, I really feel like Montgomery's too small for me, so I'm always working for my home city, but I'm trying to, I've been talking to a couple of my friends who stay in Atlanta, Georgia, so I'm probably going to be relocating in Atlanta, Georgia real soon.
Atlanta, Georgia right now is like, you know, it's Black Hollywood. They're calling it Black Hollywood. And, you know, and even in the industry that we are in right now, it's such an oversaturated industry as music. You know, how do you find your niche in such an oversaturated music? And how do you find your success in doing what you're doing and getting your grind and your music out there?
You know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta, Georgia, they really more supportive behind the music scene. And it's like, you know, compared to Montgomery really ain't a city that you can get a lot of support with music. And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta would be a better spot for me to be doing my music in. You know what I'm saying, they real supportive if you got real talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that's the best place for me, you know what I'm saying, be trying to do, you know what I'm saying, to make it to where I'm trying to go with this music.
Now, I can definitely understand that. Relocation can do a lot for your career, because I relocated from New Jersey over here to Seattle and turned up. Like, it's crazy. You know, and I miss home. Don't get me wrong. I'm going back home in another 3 weeks. So, you know, but you got to recognize when you're getting the support that you need and if your town has the tools that you need to be successful in your career. And also, are you in a position or do you have people in a position to help you succeed? Because you don't really want to burn out your career by either... You know, just chasing people who can't help you or can't deliver or just burning out all of your resources. You want to relocate sometimes, so relocation is good.
Straight up.
Well, see, Thug, I appreciate you coming on the front line. You're welcome to come back anytime you would like. You just got to pour your own Kool-Aid next time, you dig?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
No problem. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Cornerstone Management. I want to give a shout-out to the whole BSB, my hometown, Montgomery. I want to give a shout-out to my partner, Lil James, locked up. He'll be home real soon. I want to give a shout-out to the phenomenal radio station at Diva Ebony for having me tonight. And shout-out to everybody who's been supporting me from day one. Shout-out. I love all my fans. Y'all keep listening to them. I got a lot of hot music coming.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/DivaMaryK. And also check out the website, www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Let's get into this day one right here. And this, and when he just said it, I just thought about it. This track called Day One. Big shout out to Future Groove 100 for sending me this hot track. Let's get into it now right here on Diva Spot Radio. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's go. And it's Columbia BT featuring Future, and it's called From the Start. Let's go.
Future. Yeah. Columbia BT. We out in Paris, you feel me?
Yeah, that's my dad. Man, she been with it throughout type of shit. I don't wanna break your heart. Man, I've been a player, player, player from the start. Yeah, that's my dad. That's the one I used to do my gutter, gutter, gutter with.